American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We've been doing very well. We started the association in the spring of 2010.
That's Bubba Bain. He's the president of the American Akaushi Association based in Flatonia, Texas. And he did note that that association is doing well.
And have grown ever since, about 30% a year. So we're real happy with the increase in the membership. And not only that, but also the increase in the beef production, cattle production, and also the beef production. We're out of beef on a daily basis. So we're looking for more producers to help us produce more quality, healthy beef.
Now, it was 1994 when the nucleus of the Akaushi herd was brought into the United States. The same closed herd and multi-trait selection process used in Japan is now used in the United States by the American Akaushi members. We asked Blaine about this growth. Why is it?
I think the industry is realizing that quality matters, and not that we can take anything away from pounds across the scale, but we need to also be conscious about the quality.
Quality traits such as?
The consistency, the flavor, the tenderness. We have good health aspects with the oleic acid, the conjugated linoleic acid, the ratio of monounsaturated to saturated fat, so it's a healthy protein also.
And not all Akaushi cattle is registered.
No, we have unregistered cattle, terminal cattle, that go through the terminal process for harvesting. Yeah, we've got about 9,000 full-blood females in production right now and about 3,000 full-blood males in production.
And we asked Blaine, what's the pathway for a producer to get Akaushi cattle?
Through our members. We have about 400 members across the nation, just like any other association, certifying and transferring cattle. But our breeders are breeding the cattle not only on a seed stock per basis, but also with percentage females and percentage males being used across the nation in breeding programs.
Bain spoke about the Akaushi breed as cattle that can thrive anywhere in the country.
The cattle are amazing. They're raised on a southernmost tier of Japan on an island called Kyushu, and it ranges from sea level to 9,000 feet. So we've got cattle in Florida, Louisiana, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. We also have them in Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, Idaho, North and South Dakota. So they acclimate wherever you want them to go.
Again, that's Bubba Bain. He's president of the American Akaushi Association. And if you have questions about the Akaushi breed, get a hold of them at akaushi.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.